Welcome to this edition of the Heartfelt Ministries podcast with your host, counselor, author, women's minister, and Bible teacher, Dr. Joneal Kirby. Each week, Dr. Kirby, aka Dr. Mom, will give you practical life encouragement as she hits on topics like, do you want your kids to know and love God? Are you struggling with time to make memories with your children? Do you want to build a legacy of faith in your family? Is it your deep desire to have a stronger marriage? How can you be a good friend in today's social society? Dr. Kirby shares her heart with you, hoping you'll be refreshed and blessed each week. Heartfelt Ministries is an international women's ministry helping women all over the globe reach God's potential for women based in Titus 2. Now, for today's podcast, here's our host, the founder of Heartfelt Ministries, Joneal Kirby.
Good morning or afternoon or evening, whatever the time is. You are enlisting. We're just so thankful that you're with us today. God has put us together for a special purpose, there's no doubt. And I know that today's podcast will be a special blessing to you as you listen to the Heartfelt podcast today. I'm going to go ahead and get straight into our introduction of our guest today because I don't waste any precious moments. Because she has so much to say, and we want to hear everything we can from my guest today, Shannon Etheridge. And can I just tell you what a blessing she is to me? Listeners, you are going to love hearing from her. And she is also going to be one of our expert guests who will be speaking at the Heartfelt Conference on September 20th. And 21st here in West Monroe, Louisiana. And we want you to come and hear Shannon on even greater length than you'll get to hear today. Shannon Etheridge, my guest today, is the author of 22 books, y'all. My goodness, this woman's busy. And she has been recognized by some of the leading media personalities in the world today because of her million copy best-selling series of books. One is Every Woman's Battle, and I know there are some of you out there, if not all of you, who have read Shannon's work in Every Woman's Battle. Her newest books are The Sexually Confident Wife and The Fantasy Fallacy. Now, some of you listening to this may have little ears, so you may want to put your earphones on because some of this may not be really appropriate for your little bitty ones. But for your teenagers, I have a feeling it will be appropriate. Shannon also has an amazing amount of work that she does through workshops she teaches. One of them is called Blast. I encourage you to go to her website and learn about that. She also does workshops for couples, the sexually confident couple. And I have invited her here today to speak to us, to tell us about what all this is around her involvement with healthy and holy sexuality, as she calls it. Welcome, Shannon. I'm so thankful you're here with us today.
Joneal, thank you so much for having me. And know how forward I'm looking to being with you at that conference. I am so proud of you for putting this thing on.
Well, thank you. We really do believe it is a call from the Holy Spirit on our hearts to do something. Shannon, this is your life work. We are doing it for a conference, which is exposing and educating and equipping people who come with God's idea of holy sexuality, but you've been doing this your entire life.
Feels like it.
Yeah. Well, let's say you're
my entire adult life.
Yeah. There you go. What kind of message do you feel like it's important for the Christian today in this culture to know that perhaps the culture is messing us up with. So just expound on that.
Yeah. Many, many years ago, 27 to be exact, I really felt a calling on my life from God to focus on three areas. Sexual integrity, because I had made a big mess of my life as a teenager and very young adult, and I wanted to help people avoid that path. Sexual intimacy, because I realized how much marriages were really hurting because couples didn't know how to connect. And I certainly had to struggle through some of that myself in the earlier years of my marriage. And then finally, intimacy with Christ, because I didn't want to just encourage people not to look for love in all the wrong places. I wanted to teach people how to find love in the right place. And that's through an intimate relationship with Jesus Christ. Because I just felt as if people could grab hold of these three concepts of just sexual integrity, sexual intimacy in marriage, and spiritual intimacy with Christ, their whole life, career, marriage, family, self-esteem, health, all of it would be so much richer than if one of these areas was really suffering. And so, yeah, I had no idea that it would turn into an explosive career that would last me 27 years. And at 51 years old, I'm hoping to get another 27 years out of me before I retire. But wow, did I feel as if I have definitely had my fingertips on the pulse point of where so many adults and young people are at. And in doing the books and the workshops and the coaching and all has just been an absolute joy and delight to be able to help people in these areas.
You seem to be very comfortable talking about sexuality, and yet as a Christian, you also are surrounded by many Christians, perhaps pastors, church leaders, who are not so comfortable talking about sexuality. What is your thoughts about what the church maybe needs to be doing? There may be lots of churches doing this, but what does the church and the church leadership need to be doing, in your expert opinion, to help us deal with the mixed messages and the wrong messages that we're getting from the culture? We seem to be not real comfortable about talking about that in the church.
Right. Well, I know that there's a lot of anxiety that any conversation around sexuality would be misunderstood or misperceived. And so there's been a code of silence for decades. And the only thing that's been said about sexuality has really kind of come out of the purity movement of the past 20, 30 years or so. But even that has had some huge drawbacks, as many professionals and pastoral leaders are recognizing in this era. And I think that one of the reasons that it's so uncomfortable is because it's so unfamiliar. And that is so unfortunate. And so one of my goals is to help equip church leaders, counselors, even other types of individuals who really want to be able to have these conversations with people and guide them in healthy directions without it feeling like a big awkward mess. And I guess I have to be grateful for my dad. I think that he was probably the one that it was, usually done in joking ways or in jestful ways in our family, but sexuality wasn't this big taboo thing. And in my church setting, it wasn't as much talked about, in the larger settings, but there were a couple of women that really did me a favor by pulling me aside and just having one-on-one conversations with me at very age-appropriate seasons in my life. And so I just want to help other people become one of those voices of reason that aren't afraid to have the awkward conversations. And Jonelle, I find it very sad that in our day and age, pastors can become ordained and counselors become licensed without even had a single human sexuality class. And so I think that a lot of the problem too is that even counselors and pastors themselves feel incredibly ill-equipped and have to rely on what they experienced in their own families of origin for their comfort levels in counseling or pastoral counseling settings. And that can be very insufficient. And so, again, I think that hosting a conference like this is so key, and I'm so grateful for your courage in doing so. But I really hope that pastors and counselors and parents and just, you know, the general population will really see the need to involve themselves in conversations like this, and hearing speakers dispel myths from stage and to address some of the things that are happening in our culture and to make it a more commonplace conversation from stage, I think is a great place to start. So I really hope that a lot of people will turn up for our event that day.
Well, you have done a great job of articulating what I see as a marriage and family therapist, one of our most glaring errors in Christendom, which is not really educating our people, especially our married couples and our young people wanting to enter marriage, which is predominantly everyone. On this issue of holy sexuality, which is the biblical view of sexuality, would you just help me with that? Because I know that's one of the strong messages that comes through your writings that I've read, that there is a worldly view of sexuality, as we saw with, the 50 Shades of Grey and the pornography issues that are horrendously loud right now. But there's a biblical view of sexuality. God created it. Can you speak to that for just a moment?
Absolutely. Absolutely. My understanding of scripture is that God created sexuality to bond us to another human being. And so the idea of monogamy, the idea of marriage, the idea of faithfulness and fidelity, those are all huge concepts that we need to grab hold of and cling to for dear life, because they really do bring life and health and vitality into one's physical being, emotional being, spiritual being, and that filters down many generations, after that. However, the worldly view of sex is that it's just a biological response to stimulus, that it's strictly a physical thing, that it's all about orgasm and having the best orgasms or whatever. But that is such a minuscule part of what sexuality truly is. And so helping people block out or know better how to cope with the fantasies of being with multiple partners or being with different types of people, or the whole concept of sowing wild oats before marriage or even after getting married. These are all fantasies that, it comes part and parcel with being human. I think that we all go through various seasons of our lives where the grass looks greener on the other side of the fence, or we fantasize about something or someone that we've never had that really is filling in an attempt to fill a void in our spirit. But the reality is that sexual fantasies are not a roadmap to future fulfillment. They're actually a roadmap of our rocky past. And that is certainly one of the things that I'm hoping to cover from stage more extensively to help people understand, because I think that that is where Christians go awry more than any other area, that a woman starts feeling some sort of attraction toward a boss or a coworker or a pastor or a friend. And before she knows it, her marriage is going down in flames because she just feels so drawn in that other direction. Or a guy feels as if, this older woman is just so nurturing, or a younger woman is just so energetic or whatever. Like there are various reasons why people get attracted to other people. And when we try to turn that sexual, instead of just looking at our lives and what is that attraction trying to tell us that still needs to be healed in our life, that's what I spend so much of my time doing in the coaching office, is helping people make sense of what it is that's distracting them, what it is that's tempting them, and how they can understand what that really represents and what it means in their life, instead of letting it take control of them. Because when we let our fantasies control us, it leads us down such painful, destructive avenues. And that has ripple effects, and it wreaks havoc on marriages and families and careers and livelihood and, you know, just so many ripple effects. But if we can understand what that temptation actually means and understand the wound that it comes from, and we focus healing attention on that wound by the power of the Holy Spirit and in a healthy relationship with someone who would never take advantage of us and who would never lead us astray, so much power can be tapped into. Over the past 15 years or so of coaching, I've helped so many individuals and couples understand what those temptations and what those fantasies are really all about, but keep their marriage intact, keep their integrity intact, keep their spiritual relationship with God vibrant, and they're able to move beyond those temptations and truly thrive as human beings.
Wow. You really are addressing so much of what we're wanting to accomplish at our conference in September, just in this few moments. So I'm so excited about you coming and actually presenting from the stage for almost 2 hours. And one of the things that you talk about is the healing. So when someone, a man or a woman, has had trauma, molestation, abuse, perhaps an affair, there's been adultery. Can you speak just a moment about this healing that is possible so that someone's life is not continuously traumatized by their past, either sins done to them or that they have done? Because that's one of the reasons we're doing the conference. We are really praying that there will be healing, emotional and spiritual healing going on.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that so many people today have been sexually abused. I think that the statistic is 1 in 3 have been sexually abused before they reach 18. So many people have experienced either a temptation to act out on a healthy marriage or an unhealthy marriage, or they've actually gone down that road. They've experienced infidelity, or their spouse has been unfaithful to them and they've experienced the sting of betrayal. But there's just so many different things that could go awry with our sexuality. And I don't know that anyone gets to go through life unscathed by sexual trauma in some form or fashion at some point in their lives. And so I really want to help normalize it to some degree, not that I want it to continue, but that it's not insurmountable. There's nothing that we can't overcome by the power of the Holy Spirit. And there's no wound that leaves us paralyzed for life. In fact, couples who withstand the trials of actually having had an affair will often report that their relationship is much vibrant as a result of all the soul work that they had to do to get that healing. And so it's certainly not the end of the world when we experience sexual trauma or a lack of integrity in some form or fashion, but it is certainly an opportunity for growth and for us to discover God's big picture plan for us to live with integrity and experience genuine intimacy in a marriage.
Wow. Okay. Let me go back and think about maybe just restate it, because the statistic is high, anywhere from 1 out of 3 or 1 out of 4 people just in the general population will experience some kind of sexual abuse, trauma, molestation. So you have used the word that's so interesting to me, especially as a therapist. You want to normalize abuse. And I hear what you're saying on that, but would you just clarify that just a little bit more? Because I think there's some healing in that message right there, Shannon.
Yeah, it may sound a little shocking at first, and I don't mean to minimize the amount of pain that comes with any sort of sexual abuse or betrayal. But the reality is that it happens often, and that people are not alone in the struggle. And I think that that message, just in and of itself, I hear that that's the most powerful words in the English language: you are not alone. And so to understand that there are other people who have walked similar paths and who have overcome, who haven't just taken the easy way out or committed suicide or divorced because they just didn't see any future together at all. You know, if we knew even a fraction to the people in our lives that actually did have some sort of sexual abuse or trauma or infidelity or betrayal in their lives somewhere, somehow, then I actually think that we would probably have much healthier relationships because we could have more authentic relationships. But just know that you're not alone and that many people have struggled in one of or more of these areas, and that they can either limp through life walking wounded, or they can choose to heal the wounds. And it's kind of like a scar, that tissue where that scar has formed is actually much stronger than the tissue around it. And we have to remember that Jesus himself had scars. Jesus didn't get through life unscathed either. He understands our weaknesses. I truly believe that when we are told in scripture that we can approach him with confidence because he's been tempted in every way, but was without sin, Jesus understands our sexual temptations and he understands our woundedness. And so I'm really excited about equipping the church to be a better hospital. I think that for a long time, the church has been more like a police officer, where they're interested in who's at fault, who's to blame, who deserves punishment or condemnation. But I think that there's an evolution happening where it's just more focused on loving people right where they are, and that the church is now more focused on being an ambulance driver of, okay, it's not about who's at fault, who's to blame, who gets a citation here. It's about who's hurt, who's walking wounded, who's bleeding, who needs to go to the hospital. I just get really excited about the conversations that Christians are now having in this day and age, kind of looking back and going, okay, that was kind of a hard pendulum swing, the purity movement with just, save everything, even your first kiss, until the altar. And then over 90% of people were just completely incapable of having that kind of strength. And so oftentimes they go into their marriage thinking, well, I doomed the whole relationship because of the things that I did before marriage. And it's like, you know what? We don't serve such a petty God that he's keeping some sort of punch list of, well, you did this, this, and this before marriage, so I can't possibly bless that relationship. That is a lie from the pit of hell. God is big enough to bless any relationship that is consecrated unto him. And that's what we did when we walked into marriage, is that we committed this life and this love and this relationship to God, and God can heal anything that we brought into it.
Shannon, you have just in these few minutes, I think, brought some healing message to our listeners. And I appreciate so much that you have listened to God's call on your heart to speak to the very, very soul of so many believers who have just struggled with this issue of sexuality, perhaps their whole life. And the idea that God can redeem and restore this part of our soul, this sexual part of our soul, is so freeing. It is the truth of the gospel, for sure.
Absolutely. And God is the one who created this sexual part of our being. It's not that God created the eyes and the ears and the elbows, and then the devil slapped on the genitals at the last second. I mean, all of it was part of God's plan. Maybe even the wrestling was part of God's plan, because most of us who have wrestled in some way with our sexuality, it sure has been a clear breadcrumb trail to the foot of the cross, because we know that short of God's grace, it's really hard to act with sexual integrity. But Joneil, I'm also wondering, can we completely flip the conversation for a moment to speak to some people who may be listening to this and thinking, well, that's not my problem. I don't want to act out on my marriage. I don't even want to have sex with anybody, even my husband, let alone somebody else. Can we just talk for a second about what the culture has done to emasculate men and to neuter women? It just seems as if so many couples in this day and age are struggling not with infidelity, but with just a total lack of intimacy. They don't know how to talk about it with each other. They don't know how to connect in a passionate or intimate way. Maybe they did when they were dating or when they were first married, but after years or decades roll by, it just seems as if this huge wall grows between them, and a lack of sexual intimacy is often a far bigger problem in a person's life than the temptation to act out. And I think that's as big of a problem as well, because I don't think that God intended for us to just survive in marriages, in marriage relationships that really don't look that different than roommate relationships. I think that the relationship that most honors God is one where love and passion and grace and mercy and sexual energy and pleasure flow freely between those two marriage partners. And so I just want to encourage those who are thinking, well, I don't need to go to that conference because I'm in no way tempted to act out. Maybe you need to come to just get re-energized. Maybe you need a booster shot to reawaken a healthy sense of sexuality so that your marriage can become more vibrant and your family can become stronger. Because you think about it, if we become more sexually confident wives and husbands, then we create a stronger marriage. And a stronger marriage makes for a stronger family, and a stronger family makes for a stronger community, and a stronger community makes for a stronger society. So I tell people that, you know what? Becoming a sexually integritous person and a more sexually confident spouse, that is your contribution to society right there. Let's work on that.
Isn't that the truth? Well, you have closed out this podcast interview with a strong message for holy, healthy, biblical sexuality. And Shannon, I am just so grateful for you. I am thankful that God has partnered you and I for this conference in September. Listeners, please go to the website, heartfeltministries.org, and look for information on Shannon there, but also purchase your ticket so you will be able to hear more of Shannon's strong biblical message about sexuality. Our conference, the Heartfelt Conference, will be September 20th and 21st for you, and it is for even your teenager. It is for your husband. It is there for any of you who live and breathe in our culture, because sexuality is at the heart of our soul, and it can be used by Satan. And Shannon, you've done a beautiful job of summarizing that today.
Thank you, Joni.
I really want to have you back on the podcast, getting closer to the conference.
Sure.
So let's just make a plan after this is over to do that.
Sure.
And
can I also take advantage of an opportunity to share with folks some information about some events that I have coming up in case if this is really touching a deep nerve and they're thinking, I got to wait until September to come to Louisiana. maybe there's some other opportunities for them to connect with me. If they will go to ShannonEtheridge.com, and it's ETHRIDGE. There's no E in the middle of Etheridge, but it's just Etheridge, but ShannonEtheridge.com. If they will click on the workshops link, we have Women at the Well workshops coming up. And these are for 8 to 10 women who are either acting out or shutting down. Yes, both extremes are together in the same room for the same workshop. It's incredibly powerful. We have those coming up in August and November in Lexington, Kentucky, or in September, right before your conference, in Tyler, Texas, which is not that far away from you. Then we also have a Couples at the Well workshop for husbands and wives to attend together. That's limited to 5 couples, and that's here in Lexington, Kentucky. Or they can also look into the Sexually Confident Couple workshop that we're having next May in 2020 in Belize, in Placencia, Belize. And so it's a really sexy location for couples to really light a fire in their marriage bed again and just really celebrate what God has done in helping them have a really healthy connection through the years.
Oh, that's important information for our listeners, for sure. Thank you for sharing that. Again, go to Shannon Etheridge. Is it .com?
Yes, ShannonEtheridge.com, and click on the workshops link. And you also mentioned, Joneil, the BLAST mentoring. If people are interested in learning more about how to become a disciple for either this message of healthy sexuality or some other message that God has laid on your heart, I hope that you will click on the BLAST link while you're on the website and read more about our mentorship program. BLAST stands for Building Leaders, Authors, Speakers, and Teachers, because we are all about training people to represent God well and in whatever area that he's called them to speak into.
Oh, well, God bless you, Shannon. I'm looking forward to meeting you in person in September. Listeners, thank you so much for spending these few minutes with us today on the Heartfelt Podcast. I hope you'll join us again on our next podcast. And right now, I just encourage you, go out and have a God-blessed day.